The principal PRO of the Electoral Commission, Sylvia Noor, says the commission has not taken any decision to extend the exercise. Speaking to George Sapon on the Unique Breakfast Drive, she said after the exhibition, people with discrepancies in their particulars should visit the EC's district offices to rectify them. Mrs. Noor also provided some education on the exhibition of the voters register.
During the exhibition exercise, in about 23,000 exhibition centres throughout the country. And therefore, today being the last day, it is premature to make any comprehensive analysis. But all I can tell you is that our people are on the ground, our officials are on the ground monitoring. And at the end of the day, the Electoral Commission will make the necessary analysis and come out with the findings.
We had some challenges last week that had to do with missing voters register. Some people went there and their names were not in the register and all that. I don't know if those challenges have been solved. If not, what's the way forward?
If you talk about challenges during exhibition or mistakes, that is the essence of the exhibition exercise. The essence of the exhibition exercise is to address anomalies in the voters register and also to object to the inclusion of unqualified persons in the voters register. Apart from that, there are other issues that have to be tackled regarding the cleaning of the voters register. When we take the data during registration, the law provides that we exhibit the voters register so that qualified or those who have registered would have the opportunity of checking and verifying their names and to make sure that all the details therein are correct. And that's exactly what we're doing, so that if you went to the center and your name had been misspelled, it doesn't mean that we are on the wrong path. We are rather on the right path. And yours is to avail yourself the opportunity of checking your name in the voters register so that the register would be clean. And let me say that it is a collective responsibility. You, I, everybody, we have a role to play in making sure that the register is clean.
What of the areas that reported missing registers? How are you going to solve those ones?
We had some problems, particularly in the Ashanti region, and I think that is rectified. The regional director of the Electoral Commission has appealed to the commission to extend the period for the exhibition in the affected areas.
Apart from the affected areas, we're not going to have an extension, I guess.
The exhibition exercise is twofold. If you go to the center and then you have a problem like your name being misspelled, we call it a minor correction. Therefore, it will be done at the center. If that is a simple mistake, that can be corrected. If you insist that the name should change on the card, then of course we see the district office in your area or constituency. We have what we call major corrections. And those ones are going to be done at our district office throughout the country. So in essence, it's twofold. We have what we call minor changes during the exhibition, and we are correcting that one. And then we are extending the period so that people who have major problems, so to say, would have the opportunity of also making their corrections in their district office.
You heard the principal PRO of the Electoral Commission, Sylvia Noor. We are live on Radio Ghana.